My guest at this time is our old friend Pete Hegseth, who was an officer in the U.S. Army in Iraq, saw some of the worst fighting in the Iraq War in 2005 and 2006. He later became head of Vets for Freedom and then went back to serving the nation in uniform in Afghanistan. He's now once again in civilian life and running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Minnesota, hoping to unseat Democratic incumbent Amy Klobuchar. And Pete, it's good to have you with us again.
Great. Thanks for having me, man. Great to talk with you.
Well, the last we talked to you, you were heading off to Afghanistan for a time in service over there. What did you learn during that phase that perhaps convinced you or at least set you on the path to seeking higher office here as a U.S. senator?
Good question. It was a very interesting glimpse in Afghanistan. Totally different battlefield than Iraq for so many reasons. But I was a counterinsurgency instructor in Kabul, meaning that units that came through were coming into theater, advisors, Afghans, high-level Afghan leadership, folks like that would come through our academy and get the latest and greatest on counterinsurgency, you know, practice, theory, doctrine, best practices in Afghanistan. So we really had an opportunity to talk to and touch a lot of people and really get a sense strategically of what was going on in the country. It's a pretty difficult situation over there right now. It's hard to be successful when you surge and tell the enemy when you're going to leave at the same time. And then I can't say that anything I saw in per se in Afghanistan was what triggered me to do this. It was really, you know, just an opportunity to extend that service, that this is an opportunity to provide voice, like we did through Vets for Freedom, to veterans, our younger generation of veterans coming back from the battlefield.
Well, as part of any campaign, especially against an incumbent, there's two essentials you need to do. Explain why you believe the incumbent needs to go and why you'd be a better person in that position. So let's start with the first question. Why do you think Amy Klobuchar needs to be fired by the voters of Minnesota?
Well, it's at this point she has a record to defend. And broadly speaking, her answers to the problems we've faced over the last 5 years have been more government and more regulation. That the answer is a failed stimulus, that the answer is corporate bailouts, that the answer is more and more deficit, that the answer is government-run health care. Those are the things that she has voted for. She's got a very clear record on that. And when I think the voters of Minnesota fully understand where she stands, I think we'll be looking for an alternative. And that's where we come in. We are going to take, you know, we just disagree with those particular positions. We believe in the proper role of government, the proper role of the federal government as enumerated in the Constitution. We believe that it's corporations that create jobs, not politicians. So it's the job of an elected official to create an environment that has less regulatory burden, that provides predictability to companies, that lowers and simplifies the tax code so that we're competitive across not just Minnesota within the country, but around the world, an ability to increase American production. So, and then, of course, something that's very important, special to me, is America's role in the world and our national security policy and how we ensure that we maintain the greatest and strongest country in the world, because the world is a freer place and America is safer when we're strong. So that's why I'm running. I believe in this country and the greatness of our country, and we have to make hard choices now.
Pete, as you know from experience, the voters of Minnesota can do just about anything. They've elected very conservative senators like Rod Grams. They've elected very liberal senators like Paul Wellstone. They even elected Jesse Ventura governor. So what kind of mood do you sense the voters of Minnesota are in right now?
Well, yep, and we've currently got a Saturday Night Live comedian, so we are
right.
Really all over the map. You know, the mood of Minnesota, it's always, you're, like you said, a little bit unpredictable, but the sense we're getting as we go around is sick of the same old politicians, sort of an anti-incumbent feel that a lot of Americans have and a lot of Minnesotans have, that the folks in office just aren't getting it done, that they're not responsive to the needs of everyday Americans, that they talk about common sense solutions, and then they go past, you know, 800-page healthcare bills that are still being figured out. So I think it's a sense in Minnesota that we need to get back to common sense. We need to get back to taking, you know, sensible looks at positions, understanding the proper role of government. So we're going to be making that case across the state. The great thing is our campaign manager here that I'm working with led Chip Kravac's campaign in 2010. He was won the big upset race in Minnesota that year over an entrenched incumbent, and they did it by building the grassroots. That's exactly what we're going to do here, too.
Pete, those who know your story, I'm undoubtedly will be impressed by it, but there may be some folks out there who say your service is absolutely commendable. Right now, though, I need to find a job. I need to be able to pay my bills and keep my house. What will you point to in your experience or your philosophy to convince them that you're ready to handle those issues as well?
Well, in the experience, I think it's leadership. It's having served, led men in combat, led in organizations, understood processes and how to get things done. So I think we need someone who has experience leading organizations, leading people, and what it takes. And then it's the courage to take on tough issues. It's knowing that we can't afford the same old rank-and-file politicians, you know, that are coming through the system, paying their party dues, and owe a lot of different people a lot of different things and a lot of different interests. That it takes, you know, I think we need to take a fresh look at someone who can say, I'm ready to come in here, be an independent but conservative voice for Minnesota, and really take on big issues like the massive drivers of our debt. So we talk about debt. I'm not just going to stand up and talk about pork barrel spending. Oh, we need to take, well, that's important, but it's a small part of the discretionary budget. The massive drivers of our debt are our entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. What are we going to do to look seriously at those programs to make them solvent, to strengthen them? But it's going to require tough choices now that I think politicians have been scared to talk about. So we're going to sort of be real with people about the problems we face and provide really strong solutions, which is an alternative to what Amy Klobuchar has done. She's very careful about taking on safe issues and not being controversial at all, or not being willing to take on tough issues, and that's really got to change.
Pete, you and I were talking just before we started this interview on air about how this process works for Republicans. There is a primary, but the main deciding process happens at the state convention. So who do you need to appeal to? How does that change the way you go about spreading your message?
It doesn't change our message per se, but it changed the people we focused it to. Really, in Minnesota, there's a caucus system that goes from the local level to the congressional district conventions to the state convention in May. And so we're really making the case at the first part to 2,200 Republican delegates who will decide who they nominate, as their endorsed candidate for the U.S. Senate. So that's the first place we're going to make our case, is to those folks. And, you know, just for your listeners too, PeteForSenate.com. It's PeteForSenate.com is where our website is. And we made the first opening argument today or yesterday with a video in our press conference when we announced. And really, it's just making the case that we're capable of articulating the issues of our time. And we're going to take that every Saturday out to all the conventions, every corner of Minnesota, to make that case.
Well, Pete, it's going to be a very interesting campaign. We look forward to following you along the way. And as always, we appreciate the time you can spend with us. We look forward to the next time.
Greg, I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Pete Hegseth is a decorated U.S. Army veteran of the Iraq War as well as the war in Afghanistan. He is a former head of Vets for Freedom, and he's now running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Minnesota, hoping to take on and ultimately defeat Amy Klobuchar, the incumbent Democratic senator. You can find more information at PeteForSenate.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.